Elected leaders, including Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy, Congressman Brian Higgins, and Mayor Byron Brown, officially kicked off the project along Furman Boulevard yesterday morning. Brown said the new park is a significant first step in creating unique public access on the outer harbor.
There are so many projects that are taking place on the waterfront now that it's amazing to see what has happened in the last 7 years. More has happened in the last 7 years on Buffalo's waterfront than has happened in the 57 years that have preceded it.
The project next to the Times Beach Nature Preserve includes shoreline enhancements, a new sand beach, volleyball courts, trails, picnic areas, and a gazebo. Tom Dee, Harbor Corporation president, says the plan's similar in some respects to Canalside.
It all centers around public access and then things to do. So what you're going to have is public access. For the first time in 50 years, people are going to be able to walk out from Furman Boulevard, take the path down, walk the path, bike the path, and enjoy a good stroll to get to the water's edge.
The $3 million project's being funded with proceeds from the New York Power Authority relicensing agreement. The park's set to open by early next summer. Chris Kaye, WBFO and AM 970 News.